Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Oscillations show number 79. You was just listening to Marek Belinsky there, and a fantastic tune. Here comes my Polish pronunciation again. You'll hear it for the last time tonight, so don't worry. That was called Po drugiej stronie świata. Anyway, Marek Belinsky was born on the 17th of May 1953. He became an alumnus of the Academy of Music in Poznan. Belinsky's popularity stems mainly from his LP, which we played on the show previous, The Garden of the King of Dawn from 1983. From roughly about 1986 to 1990, he was a lecturer in the Academy of Music in Kuwait, of all places. And there he composed a symphonic fantasia called Faces of the Desert. And that was supposed to have been in the context for the celebration of the 30th anniversary of Kuwait's independence, but the invasion of Iraq scuppered the plans of any live event at that time. And it wasn't until the global exhibition Expo 92 in Seville, Spain, that composition was finally performed when Belinsky represented Kuwait. Obviously, Kraftwerk represented Germany in Expo 2000. Anyway, Belinsky was dubbed the Jean-Michel Jarre of Poland and has had a prolific career and has performed all over the world with great outdoor concerts to rival the great French maestro himself. I'm going to sort of do a little bit of a deviation for you now, and we've got some Deli Red Chameleon Family for you. You There you go. That was the Deli Red Chameleon family. Just have a little chat about them. Cyril Vadou is a composer, pianist, keyboardist and producer, born in Paris in France in 1949. Anyway, he got in touch with a filmmaker called Pierre Clementi, and there was a request for him to record a soundtrack for his film Visa de Censure Number X. The film was a psychedelic musical clip about 1 hour long without any dialogue, but it never found a commercial distribution. It's considered important because it's got a Warhol-styled piece of art connection to it, and it was bought by the Centre d'Art Pompidou of Paris, where it has since been shown several times in its modern art context and section. The album you're hearing today contains the music recorded for the film's soundtrack. It was originally released in 1975 under the name of the Deli Red Chameleon family. It's really weird when you have a look at it. Actually, it doesn't look anything like a musical soundtrack until you actually sort of read little bits of notes on the back, and it just looks like a standard psychedelic album. Anyway, since the film was never commercially released, there was only a small reference to the title of the movie on its cover, hence the sort of confusion. The LP was launched by EMI, but it had the rights for the soundtrack, and that's probably due to like the Clear Light Symphony, which is another band that Tim Blake and Cyril Vadou were sort of connected to. This album has got Cyril Vadou, obviously, and a guy called Ivan Coquet, formerly on Musica Electronica Viva, and also a member of the supergroup Spacecraft. It's got Christian Boulet, Jean-Claude D'Agostini, Francois Jeannot, Gilbert Artman, Jean Padovani, Joel Drugranon, Tim Blake and Antoine Duvenet. The recording sessions had taken place at the Pathé Marconi Studios, where the musicians spent 4 days with their respective nights, and it let some mind-expanding substances explore their inner space and translate it into music. 4 days of spontaneous improvisation with people from the street inviting themselves in because they had heard the sounds from outside, and because mouth to ear spread, rumours informed that a concert of insolite music was taking place inside the studio. Either a piano or the drum set would first start a bass, and then the rest of the instruments would jam over it. The studio sound engineers would be doing different turns to cover the 4 days of the non-stop sessions. The resulting work is a hallucinogen trip packed with small details that open some resorts on the listener's mind, awakening that inner intuitive parts of our brain that belongs to the realms of the divine. The cover itself seems to be a revindication of that spirit of freedom, with cannabis leaves all around and what seems to be building of LSD-impregnated supercubes with the chameleon coming out from it. Well, you don't really need any more information than that, do you, to understand how great this LP is?
Takes me back to my youth. Those.
Anyway, we're just going to finish Toxicans. Off... we're just going to finish off the sort of main Marek Bilinski stuff that we couldn't play you next, sort of last time. And we're going to play you a track called the Prachukitsa Bliznakiami. There you go. Shouldn't work, but it has. That's. I'll just go through the track listing for you. I finished with the B-side from the Deli Red Chameleon Family, which was, the tune was Ananta. And then we went straight into Marek Belinsky's Sen Mistrza Alberta. And then that was the Deli Red Chameleon Family, Raganesh. Mickey, you'd like to say a few things?
Yeah, well, this is, as I said before, show number... Well, I didn't actually say it before. I'm saying it now, show 79. Next week for show number 80, it's going to be the first of probably two, but not one straight after the other, of very, very special guest, David Christian from Montreal, extremely talented man, whole show dedicated to some of his glorious music. He features on the Flight Recorder CD release, the track called Transit Ephemeris. Anyway, we're now going to finish off with...
Deli Red Chameleon Family and a track called Le Boeuf and Gute Nacht. We'll be right back.
Thank you.